Belief in Jesus is everything. Without the faith to believe that he is the Messiah prophesied about in the Bible, the one who is the Son of God who came to take away the sins of the world, without this kind of faith, we would be dead in our sin. That is why the Bible exists, and that is why the account of Jesus' life was written down. John puts it this way in chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Bible doesn't exist for historic purposes. It wasn't assembled and inspired of God so that we could form a religion. It was written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. I encourage you to revisit the Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament. Read the accounts of Jesus, hear from the Son of God himself. Allow the Spirit to remind you or to show you for the first time the love of God and the plan he devised so that sinners like you and me can be saved. Read and glean from the Scriptures the truth that was intended for you to understand that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
If you'd like to send us a comment or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
The account of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection were recorded so that we might believe and be saved. We don't have to rely on oral stories told from generation to generation throughout our history. We have the written account. The words we read have not changed for thousands of years and are as powerful as they were when they were first penned. It holds just as much power for you and me as it did for our great-great-grandparents. And after we die, it will hold just as much power for our children and our grandchildren. I encourage you to reverence the Bible. It was written for you and me. It was written so that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, we may have life in his name.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.